You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Legendary artist Frida Kahlo was born 109 years ago today in Mexico. She was especially well known for her self-portraits. A quote attributed to Kahlo reads, "I paint myself because I'm so often alone and because I'm the subject I know best." Her huge impact on art, especially in the Southwest, continues to this day. And coming up on Saturday at the Heard Museum, the Phoenix Fridas will host the Fiesta de Frida. It will include an art exhibition and even a look-alike contest. With me to talk more about Frida Kahlo is Carmen Guerrero, a member of the Phoenix Fridas. Carmen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, a little bit of background first. Phoenix Fridas is a very catchy name. How did that get started?
Oh, that got started in 2003. There was a big movement nationwide of crafters, and all these communities have really cute names. Like Austin, they have the Austin Craft Mafias, and in New Jersey, they had a place called the Craft Bandidas. Mm. So my girlfriend, Kathy Murillo, called one day and said, "Hey, what do you think if we start a group called the Phoenix Fridas?" And of course, how can you not love that? We are from Phoenix, we are hot, you know, we endure all this heat. So the Phoenix Fridas were born, you know, 12 years ago.
And how many members do you have now?
Right now there's 9 women, okay, artists, members of the Phoenix Fridas.
And representing all different kinds of art?
Different kinds of art. You know, there's painters, there's quilters, there's people who does assemblage or different types of art. I do beadwork, and another girlfriend, Gloria, also does beadwork. So we have different types of art.
So describe a little bit what you're wearing today. I don't want to put pressure on you, but is the earrings, are those influenced by Frida at all?
Oh, these are my beadworks.
Okay.
So I'm influenced by not a lot of native patterns.
Okay.
So these are from the Huichol tribe. These are Ojos de Dios, you know, the God's eyes. But I'm sure Frida wore many different pieces of jewelry and very gaudy. She liked big things.
Yeah. Now, let's start first with the self-portrait that I mentioned in the intro. Mm-hmm. This idea that she was painting herself so often. What do you make of that? What do you make of that as part of her continuing impact today? How much of that has stretched to the current times?
Well, she was the first selfie artist. That's what we say as the Fridas, because she, like, she was alone. She was the subject she knew best. She had time to look at herself in the mirror and really paint and spend time painting it. It's not like a fast thing. She took months to create her portraits. Mm-hmm. And when we look at today, everybody's into selfies. So she was the first one who started the selfie trend.
Is there something about the self-portraits that she did that reflects something about how she was feeling on a certain day? Do they all look similar, I guess, is my question, or is there nuance? Are there differences?
There are differences. Like, I'm thinking of the one that she looks like a wounded deer in the forest,
right,
you know? So she's reflecting her pain, her sorrow, but also her face is always very stoic, but also very beautiful. It's like she is enduring that with grace and with dignity.
Now, her growing popularity is not limited to artists, it's not limited to the Phoenix Fridas. I mean, this has been really a renaissance in many ways for her.
Oh, yes.
What do you think brought that on?
Well, she's a feminine icon. We don't have very many of them. Most of our leaders are male. Mm. And then Frida is like breaks the mold completely because she's an artist. She's handicapped. So she dealt with her handicap many times. She fighted to be respected and recognized in her own time as an artist. You know, there weren't very many women artists.
Mm-hmm.
When she went to Europe, she was hailed as a, you know, new artist. And she, you know, Salvador Dali fell totally in love with her. So anyway, she broke the mold in many ways. So I think that's why people see her, because she endures, because they identify with her struggles. She also attempted to live a normal life despite her injuries and handicaps. And her efforts to be a voice for the oppressed people in Mexico, you know, she was a member of the Communist Party, and she marched in the street.
Now, how much of a part of mainstream pop culture in any sense is she? There was a film made about her not that many years
mm-hmm.
ago. I think Salma Hayek may have played her. And so that also illustrates we're trying to appeal to a broader audience. I mean, is that something that, do you think, is she at her peak right now, I guess, in your opinion, or do you think it could keep growing?
I think she keeps growing. You know, when we started the Phoenix Frida, she was like the most popular Mexican artist. Now she's the most popular female artist, period.
Mm.
You know, people are collecting her artwork, and they are worth millions of dollars. And people like Madonna, you know, buys her artwork and owns a couple of her originals. So does the Phoenix Art Museum. So she's been collected by many museums, and I think she's going to grow. Because she's fun. You know, it's fun to look at her life and her love struggle. I mean, she's totally in love with a man who was unfaithful to her. But she had never wavered in the fact that she was dedicated to Diego. So people will appreciate that.
Yeah, that dynamic with Diego Rivera is legendary. The fact mm-hmm. that they were married but didn't live in the same house, although it was connected by a pathway. How much does that sort of increase the interest in her, the fact that she was a very powerful woman and a very talented woman at the same time?
And very independent. Mm-hmm. And then she got married twice to him. You know, she got married and divorced, and then she got married again mm-hmm. in San Francisco in 1940s. But anyway, she also wanted to be remembered, and I think she conquered that. And who doesn't want to be remembered?
Well, she passed away at such a young age. I mean, could at that time in the 1940s, would there have been any thought that she would have had this enduring impact?
I don't think she ever thought she was going to have this much impact. You know, I think it's, and any of us did, because I was in Mexico in the 80s, and I went to visit her house, and it was like, oh, you know about her? And then that's when Hayden Herrera came out with the first book about her, you know, in the early 80s, and then she became sort of like an international known figure, and her popularity has grown. And, she's an amazing character, and I think there's still room for her to grow.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with Carmen Guerrero, a member of the Phoenix Fridas. And as I mentioned earlier, the group will host the Fiesta de Frida at the Heard Museum coming up on Saturday. Carmen, how many different kinds of art will we see?
Oh, there's all kinds. Acrylics, beading, mixed media, fabric, applique. You're also going to see a collaborative piece between a fabric artist, Panchita, and the beading artist, Gloria, who worked together to create a vest, beautiful Frida vest, at the Heard Museum. We're also going to have Mariachi Pasión, which is an all-women mariachi, and they're going to be singing between 11 and 2. We're going to tell stories and tell why we are inspired by Fridas. And then at 3:30, we're going to have this beautiful birthday cake that's being prepared by the Heard Museum Café. So, you know, we're going to celebrate Frida in big style.
Now, how much of the art was inspired by Frida? How much is she actually reflected in some of the art? Will we see images of her?
Oh, yes. We see images of her. We see her in different situations. And for instance, I'm inspired by her, not necessarily her portrait, because I'm a bead artist. She painted mandalas, flower mandalas. And one of her favorite quotes for me is, I paint flowers so they won't die. So my quote is, I bead flowers so they will not die. So I have beaded mandalas and beaded flower earrings. My inspiration from Frida are the flowers.
Wow. Now, Carmen, finally, obviously a cake sounds good. The art, obviously, is the main draw for people to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was struck by this idea of a lookalike contest. And forgive me for saying this, but when I picture Frida, I kind of think of the unibrow. I mean, what do you expect from the lookalike contest?
Oh, yeah. There will be lots of women dressed in colorful outfits with flowers in their heads and unibrows. And also, I don't want you to forget that there's going to be make and takes at the Heard Museum. We're going to make unibrows. We're going to make pins that have Fridas. We have all kinds of fun activities for people to make and take. But the first 25 people that show up dressed as Fridas will get a swag bag from the Phoenix Fridas. And then we're going to have a little parade at 11:30 where we show all these people who look alike Frida.
Now, members of the Phoenix Fridas going to take part in this, even if they can't win the bag?
Yeah, we're going to be dressed like Frida.
Okay.
So all of us have our different way, our different take of looking like Frida.
Carmen Guerrero is a member of the Phoenix Fridas. We've been talking about Saturday's event at the Heard Museum. The Phoenix Fridas will host the Fiesta de Frida, also marking the 109th birthday of legendary artist Frida Kahlo today. Carmen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.